Hey, welcome back. And once again, we have Dr. George Robinson in our studio to take us out of the tower onto the streets and give us some handle on how that we live a life on mission wherever God's placed us. George, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, glad to be here, man.
What do you got for us this week out of your bag of tricks?
Bag of tricks. So there's nothing new under the sun, brother. It all comes from the scripture, I think. And at least I hope what I'm saying comes
from
the scripture.
It's all great.
Yeah. So the core missionary task is what we've been talking about and framing up this for this entire season. God's strategy for us to enter into new places, to share both our story and his story, to make disciples that reproduce, to gather those disciples together, to develop leaders, and then to spread that whole strategy elsewhere through partnership and exit. And so this week, we're going to continue on with evangelism strategies. Last time, we talked through sharing the last two times we talked through sharing your story and sharing God's story.
Right.
This time, I want to talk through how to use four universal worldview questions to set up an opportunity to share the gospel.
Great. Let's hear them.
And so the last time we were together, I talked through the true story of the whole world, right? Creation, fall, rescue, and restoration. Well, the interesting thing is those stories within Scripture are really accessible through these worldview questions. And so the first worldview question is, where do we come from?
Okay.
Now, I know that's a big question to ask people, but oftentimes what it does when you ask a worldview question is it allows a person to bring to the surface assumptions that you may not be aware of just by the way that they're living. And so just like you've got glasses on right now, I've got my contact lenses on right now. We put those things on in the morning. I tell my students that when I put my contact lenses on, I never think about them again the rest of the day until it's time to go to bed. It just shapes it influences the way that I see everything in life. And so that's what a worldview is. And by asking the question, where do we come from, it allows you to see what that person believes with regards to the world. If the world is random and chance and just evolutionary theory, then those assumptions are going to shape everything else they believe about life.
Good point.
And whether or not there's a purpose and a point to life or not. And so asking where do we come from gives you then the opportunity to tell the story of creation, God, creation, harmony. The second worldview question is, what went wrong with the world? When I was telling the story last week, the first part of the story of creation, ends with harmony.
Right.
Which begs the question, okay, if God created everything to be in perfect harmony, then what went wrong with the world? There's your worldview question. And there are a lot of different responses to that. Various worldviews are going to say different things. And so, you know, if you're a secular humanist and you think what went wrong with the world, well, the answer is there's not enough knowledge.
Yeah.
And that knowledge is going to be the answer. So we have to educate people towards their, quote, salvation. And so asking the question, what went wrong in the world, gives you the opportunity to tell the story of the fall, disobedience, consequence, and need. The third worldview question is, if we're in this place of desperate need, then is there any hope? That's the third question. So that raises the assumption to the surface of the person that you're speaking with and tells you what it is that they long for. What are their desires aimed at? And for us, the true story of the whole world is the rescue, that our desire is on Christ, that he is God's promise kept. And then, again, if God keeps his promises, then what does the future hold? That's the fourth worldview question. What does the future hold? And for believers, for people who are in right relationship to God, all things new and forever with God. So four worldview questions, they're on ramps into a gospel conversation. I actually have students go out and blame me. I tell them, you know, just go say, I've got an assignment for school and I'm trying to understand people who think differently than me. So can I ask you four questions and you can just answer them from the hip? And they use, where do we come from? What went wrong? Is there any hope, and what does the future hold?
That's great. Why don't we just let everybody who's listening blame us, blame the podcast, go ask somebody those four questions this next week. Just say, hey, I was listening to this podcast, and they said I could ask you four questions and could, you know, learn a whole lot about people I don't know. Blame the podcast. Go ask two or three people those four questions, and let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
So thanks a ton for being here, George. Appreciate
it. Glad to be here.